Connor, it looked like Montreal was, I mean, hemming you guys in, frustrating you a little bit in the first 40 minutes. What happened in the third where you guys broke up?
I'm not sure they were hemming us in. I thought, you know, it was kind of going back and forth a little bit, a lot of stuff in the middle. I thought they got the jump on us kind of in the first 10, and I thought we did a good job responding physically. I thought we got our hands back as the night went on and, you know, started to make some passes, and that sped our game up. So, you know, that's a team that's had our number for whatever reason this year, and, you know, it's a big win for our group.
This is the kind of balance that you like to talk about or like to see in your team, that you're able, when it's 1-0, to hang around and keep it tight, don't give up the next one, don't panic, and then when you so happens, you can explode for 4 goals in the third period.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when you're down 1, you can't let it get to 2, and you kind of hang around, and I thought we did a good job. You know, we weren't generating a ton in the first 40, but, you know, I thought we did a good job of limiting their chances. I thought Smitty did his normal stuff tonight. I mean, he was great again. So, you know, when you get goaltending like that, and, you know, he kind of lets you get your feet going and get your battle level up and get everything going. And I thought, you know, we came out in the third and did a good job of doing what we had to do.
Daniel Lindgren-Bohm in The Athletic.
Hey, Connor, what did you see there that on your goal that kind of gave you the willingness to take on two defenders like that?
I mean, I'm never really afraid to take on two defenders. Can get me into trouble sometimes, but, you know, I think, you know, it was a little bit of a loose puck there, maybe a bit of a turnover. Jesse did a great job back-checking and kind of separating the guy from the puck, and it kind of popped free, and, you know, I was able to get it in good stride, and, you know, the D were kind of scrambling back, so I just tried to make a play.
And who was happier about the goal, you or Jesse Puljujärvi?
I was pretty happy, but Big Jess is always happy to, you know, when we score. You know, it always makes it fun for everyone around him when the puck finds a way in the net. He does a good job of making it fun.
Terry Jones, Post Media. Go ahead, Terry. We'll come back to you. Ryan Rashog, TSN.
Connor, can you hear me okay?
Gotcha.
All right. Seemed like it was really physical in the early going, in the first in particular, and you were trying to dish some of that back out. You had a pretty physical period yourself. How do you think you and your group responded when Montreal seemed to want to bring that game?
Yeah, I mean, they're a big team. You know, and they want to play that type of way. We're not afraid to play that type of way. If you want to play physical, we can play physical. You know, I thought Cass did a great job of setting the tone as well. You know, being physical, being a big man and you know, doing what he does best. So, you know, I just tried to follow in his steps and be physical as well. I think, you know, anytime you know, a group can get that into their game, I think, you know, the guys come together and you know, put together a win.
You mentioned yourself that these guys had played you pretty tough for whatever reason this year. Did generating some 5-on-5 offense against these guys, was that important tonight? And how do you think you were able to do that?
Well, I think it's just completely work-based against this team. They do a great job of clogging it up through the middle. They got big rangy D-men that break the puck out well. They're hard to forecheck, you know, so it's tough to kind of sustain stuff. It's just got to be work-based. We got to outwork them. You know, you look at the teams that have had some success against them, and, you know, that seems to be their recipe. So, and for whatever reason, they've played with a lead for a lot of the time. So trying to get these guys behind and play with the lead ourselves.
Gary Jones, go good.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you.
Hello.
Gotcha.
Sorry. You got me now?
Yeah,
go
ahead. Oh, okay. Connor, can you just speak to the will to win, the physical part of that game, playoff part of that game, and the contribution by virtually, well, I think it was everybody.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're coming down the stretch here, and you know, there's some teams that are making it tight. I think Calgary might have lost tonight, but they strung together a couple. You know, you look at Vancouver, what they did last night coming out of their break. You never know what they could do. So, you know, it's tightening up. I think, you know, teams are starting to feel a little bit of the pressure. You know, and these games are showing that that playoff mentality. And I like the way everyone stuck with it, hung around, and you know, we got contributions from everyone up and down the lineup.
The other thing is, it's a month ago or more than that, I guess. You know, we were observing, you know, the home record of this team wasn't outstanding this year. Now you've won eight straight. Did something happen in there, or how do you explain that?
Well, I think you have to defend home ice. I know there's no fans in the building, and obviously that makes a difference. But, you know, the advantage still should be, you know, to the home team. You get to sleep in your own bed, you know, eat your own food, and you know, so you should have the advantage. And I thought, you know, we've done a good job of you know, taking advantage of that advantage lately. Hasn't always been the case. I thought we've been a good road team. It's kind of flip-flopped. I don't think we're a bad road team by any means, but you know, it's important to defend home ice.
Jason Gregor, TSN 1260.
Connor, this game just kind of had that playoff intensity, nastiness, chippiness both ways. And really, the emotion on the Bear goal from him and the five of you on the ice really kind of seemed to illustrate that. And even your goal. Just did you sense that this was just maybe a little bit more of a playoff style aggravation and intensity that we've seen all year?
Yeah, I mean, when you've had a team that has kind of stymied us the way they have all season long, and to kind of break through and you know, find a way to get that tying goal and you know, go on to get a win, I think you know, that energy level you know, kind of was a little bit of a release of frustration, I think, with excitement and you know, everything all in between. So I think you know, it was definitely a big goal by Bearsy.
Can you talk about Ethan's game? You know, obviously he was huge for your team last year. You know, he said he got off to a slow start, and then he had the weird concussion sitting on the bench, and you know, it was kind of battled back. But the last 3 weeks, his game has really come around, and tonight he was heavily engaged. Just how much he means to your team moving forward now. You get a guy like that who plays that many minutes who can really help your squad.
Yeah, I mean, Bearsy was massive for us last year and you know, has kind of built his game all season long. And you know, I thought tonight he was fantastic. I thought in Winnipeg he was really good as well, you know, making those middle plays, you know, kind of springing the forwards, you know, and obviously his compete and his battle level defending is always, you know, has never been in question. So, you know, it's great to see him chip in offensively. I know it's always a part of it, but, you know, for him it's moving the puck and defending and, you know, being a big presence back there like he normally is.
Final question, Jack Michael, 6-3 Ched.
Connor, just a thought on the overall quality of the game and how much the fans would have enjoyed that one in particular, because Montreal gave you a good game. It had physicality. It seemed to have everything. And that's my one question is just the only thing lacking, I imagine, from a player's perspective was fans.
Yeah, I think you know, there's some nights where you can definitely tell that there's no fans in the building, and tonight was one of them. You know, the game was so intense. You know, there was so much energy even in the building without fans, that, you know, I can only imagine what it would have been like with you know, some crazy Edmontonians you know, getting up for us. So it would have been special, but you know, we're obviously missing them lots, but you know, we're trying to do our thing without them, and we'll see them soon here down the future.